The attack on Nairobi's Westgate Mall is seen as retaliation for strikes by Kenyan forces on al-Shabaab targets in Somalia. Now, the U.S. is weighing how to respond and possibly boost assistance to the Kenyan army. Defense analyst Seth Jones, testifying before a U.S. congressional panel, told lawmakers the approach should not end up helping al-Shabaab recruit more fighters.
I think one thing that we've got to be careful about is we don't encourage the Kenyans to overreact, conduct overt attacks within Somalia.
Observers say images of Kenyans attacking Somalis with U.S. assistance would help al-Shabaab gain sympathy, especially among young Somalis. The U.S. has announced no plans to boost its presence in Kenya beyond the 150 U.S. troops who are now there, helping Kenyan forces build their capacity. Al-Shabaab has lost much of its territory in Somalia, but analyst Catherine Zimmerman says the Nairobi attack shows the U.S. and its partners have much more work to do.
The strategy is working in parts, but it's not going to work long term. It's been able to hold off the rise of al-Shabaab enough to keep it from growing throughout East Africa, but what we've seen is a resurgence there.
The Kenyans' response to the mall attack showed deficiencies in professionalism and command and control capabilities. Reports say some first responders to the mall attack were seen looting rather than rescuing victims, and there are complaints of disorganized rescue efforts and heavy-handed tactics that resulted in victims' deaths. Analyst Vanda Felba-Brown says those types of tactical and technical issues should be easy for U.S. trainers to fix.
In some ways, figuring how you knock down the door is far easier than figuring how you get broad intelligence. And the fact that the Kenyans struggled even with this tactical bit so much shows the real paucity of capacities despite our training so far.
For now, U.S. officials consider al-Shabaab a regional threat with no real capacity to hit U.S. territory. However, memories of the 1998 U.S. embassy attacks in East Africa by al-Qaeda, then also considered only a regional threat, are bolstering calls for closer attention and a strong, albeit low-key, U.S. response. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.